Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with the Church Christ Eliza message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, we do our best in the Lord Jesus to answer for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call in to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending to his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. And for those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests, your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So we thank God for another blessed Saturday. For those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, hey, you know at this time, this is the time of hour that our brother Eddie Lee, head off to broadcast the full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee. So as we await till he comes on, once again, I want to thank the Lord for all you that have been listening here in the United States and Canada and Uganda and the Netherlands, South Korea, Japan. I welcome you all and every country that I have not named. I want to welcome you to Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. So glory be to God. Thank God for another blessed day in Christ. We're, according to my laptop here in Mississippi, we are looking at 39 degrees, okay? And I think we got as high as at least 45. I think that was probably the high when I last seen a little bit earlier. Now, having said that, and now I have to be honest with you all, Brother Nate is not a fan of the cold. I'm just going to be honest with you. I mean, I was born in Chicago, and when I lived there and growing up there, I got to admit, I played in the cold, but I would run in the house after so long, warm up, and then run back outside. So I can take cool, but cold, me and cold have never got along. And I thank God for enabling me to stand when it is cold. Now, I was a very strong person when it came to heat. And growing up here in Mississippi, I really became adaptive in liking the heat. But I have to admit, now that I've gotten older, that real intense heat don't sit well with me as well. So I can take some cool weather, kind of normal heat, but real hot, no, and real cold, definitely not. So you all pray for me. Amen. But it has been a blessed time. I am grateful to the Lord for strength where he has been keeping me, my family. I remember the word that he revealed and gave unto me. That was also to all his people, that our faith is going to be challenged in a greater way. And people, I have to admit it, I have been seeing it over these course of few months. I have seen that it's gotten to the place where that, you know, for the most part, we are to do some things, but some things, it's out of your control, but you still have to believe God, okay? You're not going to be able to run and do everything. Or just anything at any time. Some things are just out of your control. Everything is not in your control. Some things are out of your control. And I think one of the problems we come across is that when we try to deal with the things that is out of our control, and it does nothing but make you more frustrated, upset, depressed, you name it, and cause you to do more stuff out of the will of God. So we have to learn in our lives that things we have no control over, we have to definitely turn it over to the Lord and still believe the Lord for the best, okay? We have to do that. So I'm seeing the word that the Lord had gave to me. And once again, it's also for all his people about there are going to come conditions. And I've been seeing it manifest, these conditions, these changes, okay, have been happening. And Once again, the three areas is the nation, the home, and the church. And it's going to affect you. These changes is going to be involved in concerning and dealing with you. But as the individual, it's going to require the God kind of faith, a greater faith to come through it. Amen. I know some of you said, well, hey, Brother Nate, I've been through trials. God brought me through a trial. Well, praise the Lord. You have to use faith to do it. But this thing is going to become more intense. It's, you know, as our trials go on, we notice, if you ain't noticed, that when God has brought you through one by you showing faith in him, your next one you face is a little bit more intense than the other one. Okay? It's like, you know, if you want to think about it, going up in different levels. Okay? And, you know, these changes that's going to take place in a nation, home, and a church, it's going to require faith for us to come through it, okay? Just because these changes is to come, God does not want us to succumb to it or give in to it, but he wants us to endure in him and have this greater faith to overcome these changes. And so I've been beginning to see over the past few months since he first dropped that in my spirit back in this past May, I begin to see these changes. And, you have to have yourself geared up in the Lord and believe in his word to survive this thing. Okay? There's no other way. Okay? No matter what you say or you do, you know, as far as your status or what you have, there's no other way of coming through this besides the God kind of faith. Now, I want to patch my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Shalom. Shalom, Amiska. Jesus the Christ, he is Lord. Another good day, another blessed opportunity.
Amen.
Just enjoying the snow up here in Chicago.
Yeah,
and,
I kind of figured you would.
Go with the flow, as they say. So, just in case you want me to Instagram you some, you know.
Well, you ain't got to worry about it. I don't have the Instagram. you ain't got to worry about it.
Well, what else can Martin about what Twitter or whoever it is? So just in case you want me to ship some. One of the drones, they got drones now, you know, they can drop stuff off to your house, drones, you know, so.
Yeah.
That's how.
I don't think in Mississippi we're quite ready. Your drone, when your drone hit the state line, we might have some officials to turn it around.
I don't think they can shoot that good, but anyway. I can send you an artificial man and make an artificial, what they call it, artificial intelligent man. People that look like a man, walk like a man, look like a woman, knock on your door and say, you need any service, sir? So you can hire one of the artificial intelligence they're creating now. And they say they're so good now.
If you do that, you're probably going to scare some people. You're going to scare some people when they come up to that dope.
they might as well get ready. They got to get ready.
Yeah, that artificial man might get that dope slammed in the face.
Well, the artificial intelligence, you know, they have been working on this for quite a while. And actually, they can make a technology where it looks like a really human being. So just in case, they're creating that. And you'll be able to hire one and do all your housework and other things is in the making. Just so, don't be surprised. Okay. All right. So all this technology is leading to something start off looking like wonderful and marvelous and great, convenience for people to use the drone to do their work, run their errands, and these artificial intelligence people And this is going to be quite a little shocker. So this is how the man of sin, the false one, going to control. But anyway, let's not get off on that. For Jesus and acknowledge him and his grace given to us today. By the way, we could all say, wonderful Jesus, wonderful Lord. Wonderful Jesus, wonderful Lord and Redeemer. Wonderful Jesus, both Lord and Christ. Wonderful Jesus, our salvation and the deliverance and hope of Israel. Wonderful Lord Jesus. Wonderful Lord Jesus. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus, Lord and Christ. Okay. We are blessed to be on today to share the Handmaid's Night. And we will give special regard to the women, the handmaiden of the Lord Jesus, the wives. By the way, why do I got it when I said wives? I had to clarify what I'm talking about. Wives.
Yes, sir. You got to do that, brother. You got to do that. I remember once time back in the days you didn't have to do that, but right now you got to definitely do that.
Wow. Well, I'm going to put, you know, when I sign my name a lot of time, but when people call me and they say, Eddie, I said, my name is Mr. Lee. So when I sign my checks now, I put down Mr. in front of it, Mr. Eddie. I just got to keep digging for that. Two genders, male and female, you know, because so much confusion. So much confusion. How do we get to this point of gender, social, and confusion? How do we get to that, brother? I'm trying to figure out. How do we arrive there with all of this confusion? Now they're censoring certain kind of books. You know, they're censoring the kinds of books you can read and teach your children, you know. That now, I understand censoring certain books, but they are censoring books about your history, about different things now. They're not going to allow them to be read in there. They're going to remove them. What's that all about?
Oh, well, we're trying to, you know, totally just completely remove the Lord Jesus out of everything, brother. Everything.
Yeah, they want to censor a lot of other books and history things too. So, but they want to put in the education a new well, it's not new, not the new under the sun. They want to put this education, and they got a picture for your 5-year-old boy and girl can look and see two men who are married, and they got a family, a boy and a girl. Now they didn't birth them because two men can't birth a child, nor two women can give birth to a life. So they got pictures that your little kids can go on. This is the family, two men hugging and kissing. They got the girls and the boys, two women, husband and wife. They want us to change our thinking about what God created and caused to be. Why do you think they want to? Now your kid goes and says, oh, that's a happy family, two men hugging and kissing, their husband and wife.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you think they got us so programmed that we call it normal now. We don't pay no attention. You know, they have programmed us to a lot of abomination that we just sit back and accept it. It's normal.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely, brother.
Well, what are they leading to? This is what people, what are they leading to? What is going to be the end result of all of this? Rewriting the law of creation and the law of a recreation by the living God to turn everything around the way Satan wants it to be. Okay. All right. Give any of the sisters along today, the handmaidens?
Not yet, brother.
Okay, let's move on. Every scripture in the 8th chapter, by the way, we commend you for your series that you're doing through the week, and we hope that everyone will tune in to Talk Block Radio. Would you give the telephone number?
Yeah, the telephone number for you guys to call in is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887.
So everyone and anyone that has a phone of some sort can call in. They can ask questions. They can give some sort of testimony. And they can inquire and listen to the truth and the revelation of the end time that you've been teaching on about different subjects. And it's free. There's no, what do you call it? It's free. And we don't ask for any money. We don't beg. And this is very important because every time I see something on Facebook, they'll start out with, oh, this is so-and-so-so. Then when you get down there longer, here's the money to you. I mean, everything they start out with like it's free information, it's free that. But at the end of it, it's always the money thing. I mean, it's always the money. It starts out with this. Why do you think pushing this medical advantage, if you have Medicaid, if you have Medicare, and they want you to buy this extra thing, why do you think they're pushing that so much?
Well, one thing I see from that, brother, is that they're trying to keep people and, you know, have people in bondage to this thing. And, you know, with the cost of your insurance going up, you know, your health insurance, this is why some of your men on the jobs is not retiring at a certain age. They're going on longer. I know down this way here in Mississippi, when you ask them, how come you ain't going to retire? The first thing come out their mouth is health insurance. Okay.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, and some of them work past their, quote, retirement age. And that's the first thing that comes out of their mouth.
Because of the cost of health insurance, of coverage. Yeah. I can see why a lot of people working, you know, because the major thing about your future and your benefits on a job or wherever is health insurance and life insurance. And that's the key thing that's in your employment now, because health benefit has exceeded and gone beyond what you can afford to have full coverage. So now the jobs you go in, you got to pay all this money extra just to get normal health coverage. So remember, we was talking about that, Brother Rob and I talking about that years ago, how this one will cause a major problem in the world about getting health treatment, even in America. And now some medicine for the normal people, one pill can cost $200 and $300.
Yeah.
One pill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not talking about no four or five pills. Let's talk about one. One, this is getting very scary here for the normal person. So
yeah.
I was telling years ago, Brother Rob and I think we were talking about this, being well and being healthy, that some cases where you're not going to be able to treat it because your health insurance does not cover that. And it covers so much that it exceeds coverage, and many people were going to not be treated or mistreated, whatever you want to call it. I call it mistreated, no treated. But it's going to get into serious condition about the well-being. So now, you know, America pharmaceutical, they control the world, and they're charging exceedingly, and people are going to other countries are trying to get medical attention and pharmaceutical products from other countries because America has gone so far without reach. And they're getting charging. There's no limit, Holly. They can charge you, and you have a serious condition, and one bottle of pills can cost you, you know, $900 or $1,000, a whole bottle or whatever. So here we are. We're going to have to learn the alternative that God has given us to having help. We're going to have to learn the alternative ways that God has given us. We can't totally depend on the medical doctors anymore or pharmaceutical products. But anyway, let's see. Some wonderful news. The living creator has made provisions for keeping us in health, and he's given us four distinct things and ways concerning our health. And most people totally dependent on the medical doctors. They have done saved many lives, suffering, and God has given them. But they're not the only alternative way to our health, to living long and from being in health. And so because most people think there's only one means, but God has given us three other things, three other alternatives. So thank God he was thinking ahead about the people that could not afford this or that. Let's go. In the 8th chapter of Psalms, and the verse, I want to read something here in Psalms, beginning at verse 2. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mayest steal the enemy and the avenger.
Hallelujah.
When I consider thy heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou hast visited him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, fowls of the air, and the fish, and of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the path of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. How excellent is thy name.
Yeah.
Now, how excellent, hallelujah, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. That is going to be fully fulfilled in a little while when Jesus returns. O Lord, Adonai, Adonai, our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. You know, the name. You know, Peter preaching under the unction of the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, says, there is no other name given among us. No other name. It talks about there is no other name wherein under the heavens, in the earth, under the sun, but one name concerning salvation. That ought to set up a lot of confusion in the earth that Peter is preaching about one person, teaching about one answer, one solution. There is no other name given. None other. None other. This giving of this person's name identifies with a covenant and a work that he's done when he says, I've given dominion. From the beginning of the creation of the world, God gave dominion. Regaining dominion in man's proper place that he lost in the fall, but gaining dominion again, rule to reign in life. You know, Paul says in Romans 5 that we are to have dominion and to reign in life, to rule and reign in life. Nothing is to have dominion over. You know, brother, nothing is to rule over us or have dominion of because of him. Nothing is to rule or have dominion or control of. Nothing. Because of the tree of life. And the mystery of God is the tree of life is Jesus. Represent the Lord Jesus. Because of him, Adam can reclaim what he lost in Eden. And so we are to reclaim lost paradise in our relationship and fellowship and what was ours in the beginning of the fall of Adam. Having dominion. But it has to do with a name, a person, an individual that's from the beginning came by prophecy into the earth. Oh, Lord, how, oh, my Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Now, let's see how we're going to burst, we're going to pierce through the darkness and the deception and confusion. The Apostle Peter says in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, then after that, we'll just, since nobody else is on the line but us today, we'll just go this way. Since there's nobody coming today, you know, busy. This day is the family day where people are busy and taking care of their family and their necessary before they go back to work. Okay. In Acts 4 and 12, the Apostle Peter talks about individual that stands out to be a light to all men. Coming in the likeness of the Father, brightness of his glory, hid in the human flesh. And Peter says in Acts 4 and 12, what does he say? Which is very important today to pierce the darkness, spiritual darkness, and gross darkness on the earth. What does it say about this name of a person? Acts 4 and 12. This scripture reveals something been hidden since the foundation of the world, now made manifest in the days of the apostles and when Jesus walked the earth. Wow! And Peter sets up under the unction of the Holy Ghost. And he says this, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Know what's so key about this? When they saw the boldness of Peter and John, I said when they saw how scared they were, fearful of man, but when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, to see that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they had no college degrees, no university degree. I'm not against them for people going and getting their degrees, achieving that. I'm definitely for that. But they were what we call uneducated men, unlearned in the schooling of that day, and they marveled. They took knowledge of them, of that they had been with Jesus. In other words, they had been trained, equipped, and taught by the Lord Jesus for over 3 years.
Hmm.
Okay. Let's get on back here. Isaiah 8 and 9. How excellent is thy name.
Mm-hmm.
How excellent is thy name in all the earth.
Yes.
So we're going to greet sister and maiden Lelani Anderson.
Yes,
she's getting ready
God
to sing
God.
Excellent is thy name.
Yes, Lord.
Hello, handmaid.
Hello there, brothers.
Yeah, I know you was hard back there. I knew you were. I mean, I understood that.
I was listening, brother. I was listening.
Yeah, I understood that. Getting ready to sing How Excellent is Thy Name.
How excellent is Thy Name. Amen.
How excellent is Thy Name.
Amen. How excellent is Thy Name. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm. Well, you know one thing, you know what my mama and daddy used to say to me all the time? If you wanted to get something done, you have to do it yourself.
Amen. Amen.
If you want it done right, you will always have it. Mm-hmm. Or if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself.
Yes, sir.
I do a half job on the washing them dishes, and they'll say, "Go back over again." I don't wash them. Go back over again. I'm not gonna say it again, and wash those dishes completely clean. So I have to go back and wash them over again. They come and inspect again, and do their inspection. The one thing about how excellent privilege we are to be given the opportunity today to call upon that name without fear of our life of being in prison. Maybe you in America don't know that, but around the world, that's great. The stress, fear, apprehension, restriction about calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Or declaring his works. And we in America today still have that privilege and liberty so far.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, I want you to know, America, I love America, but you are declining and reclining and going down the hill. As Brother Taylor, going down the road to no return by rejecting the Bible and the Lord Jesus in his proper place. And his name and the works on the cross and his death and his resurrection power, they're going to try to remove it, and they're going to have to restrict us on the airwaves and wherever we go, and it won't be long as you think. So our excellent and great is that name in your mouth. It's sweeter than a honeycomb. So that name, that awesome name that Satan do not want to hear, the demons around your house, over your area, when they see that name, because with that name come a consuming fire. The Holy Ghost brings a consuming fire out of your mouth.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, when you speak in faith, releasing that name, there is something happened in the atmosphere, and that the demons and evil spirits become very conscious of when they see fire and smoke coming from your house. And when you speak and declare his word through his name, fire comes out of your mouth. A fire that many people don't discern. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
So let's see and release the greatness and awesomeness of one name that's above every name in the earth, under the earth, and in heaven. The Apostle Paul and the Psalmist says,
Jesus.
That the name of the Lord Jesus the Christ, every knee is going to bow.
Yeah.
That confess and admit that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That day is coming. Even Satan's going to have to bow. At the end, the devils and demons going to have to bow and confess that even though they're going to be cast into hell, they're going to have to confess. Every knee going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess. Whether he's saved or unsaved, he's still going to have to admit. Even though they rejected the cross and the death and the resurrection, every nation that had rejected him is going to have to bow. And he's going to wish they had accepted that name and that blood of that name and that sacrifice of that name. But it says, how excellent is thy name? Now, I want to read another scripture here, Psalm 138. And it goes right hand in hand. Psalms 138. There's one verse in it that stands out in Psalms 138. Anyone know what that verse is?
Praise above all thy name.
I can't hear you.
Magnify thy words above all thy name.
Now, verse before that, read the verse before that and the verse with that.
Okay, I'll start at one because it talks about it too. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praises unto thee. I would worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy words above all thy name.
Now look at this. His word, the revelation of the living word, he exalt above all his name. Now, why is that? Brother Nate, he exalt his word above his name.
Amen.
Now, how excellent is this? Now, he just got to praising his name and telling him to praise it and adore his name, which is talking about the person. But then he gives us another clue that's most excellent.
Yeah.
I exalt thy word above all thy name.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
What place is the word?
The word on stand.
In your life.
Mm-hmm.
What place has the word had to do with your victory and your triumph and your inheritance,
Lord.
And your light and your understanding?
Mm-hmm.
What place? Now, the name is great, but the knowledge of the word is above that.
Yeah.
Because if you're dumb and ignorant and just know his name, that's one part. But if you don't know his will, his purpose is revealed in his word. And his power to your promises is revealed through the knowledge of his word. So his word is exalted above all his name. Is that right?
Amen.
Amen.
We have a lot of people that know about his name, and that's great. And in Christ, but they lack understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So they're called half and half. But if you complete, where does the entrance of my word give its light? In Psalm, it says, the entrance of thy word give its light to the temple and understanding. So where do we get the knowledge of him, the revelation knowledge of him? The entrance of thy word revealed. The entrance of thy word is forever settled in heaven. Great truth have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Thy word is pure. Now, why is the word? A lot of Christians, but they don't know his word. And they have no understanding of his ways. So why do we understand his ways and his will? Through the revelation of his word. His word speaks to us and directs us. Enlightened, illuminated, and give us the pathway of life and truth. Remember what Jesus said, my word is truth.
Amen.
I am the truth. So let's get the name, praise his name, but let's get something that steps a little further. The will and the way of God is revealed through his word. And that's why he says, thy word is exalted above all of its name. Now, I can know your name, Sister Anderson, but don't know nothing about you and your ways and your thoughts. Sister Anderson, but I don't know her ways, don't know her thoughts, don't know what she stands for. I have to be ignorant of all that. You could be a killer, a murderer. You could be a frauder, or whatever you're doing. So you got to know God, just knowing your name would lead you to knowing him. Knowing his name and knowing him is two different things.
It's a different, amen.
Let's get acquainted with him.
Amen.
And his ways.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's get acquainted with him. He revealed his power, but he also revealed his ways. Now, let's start with how excellent is thy name. Anybody got a little harmonized for me? No, for Jesus. I'm sorry. How excellent is thy name? All these. No, I guess not. But I'm going to get my harmonized. I'm not singing for you out there, so you ain't got to stop your ears up out there, whoever listening. I'm singing to Jesus, so you ain't got to get, you know. No, I'm not going to win no Academy Award, no Blitz or nothing like that. But I have the privilege to sing unto the Lord. And you know what? Everyone, whether they have the gift of singing, they have the gift of giving. They have the gift of giving to the Lord Jesus. And it's called worship and praise, and how excellent is thy name in all things. So this I thought I was. It takes a long time for me to get into the song spirit. I had to pray maybe 15, 20 minutes. Then I get into the spirit of worship. And I just sing my thing. But before then, I just go ahead and say the words. It's from my heart. How excellent is thy name, O Lord, in all the earth. In a little while, it shall be. How excellent is thy name, O Lord God. How excellent and wonderful is thy name. In all the earth, it's going to happen and be fulfilled. How excellent, O Lord. Oh, how excellent is thy name. The name above every name. The name that's higher than the highest heaven. The Lord Jesus the Christ. How excellent. In the name of your birth culture, Yeshua, HaMashiach. How excellent is thy name. Yeshua, HaMashiach. The Holy One of Israel. Now, can anyone say hallelujah to the excellence of his name?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And glory to God.
Hallelujah.
To the excellence of his name. Hallelujah. To the Most High God. How excellent.
Excellent
name is above every name. There's the most excellent person behind that name. The excellent one.
Excellent.
Oh, the royal kingly one. But he became the Lamb of God. How excellent.
Know
that he is the only one that has the gift of salvation.
How excellent. Lord.
How marvelous. How wonderful.
How marvelous.
How sweet it is. How sweet it is. That excellent name.
Excellent.
The name above every name. The holy, the righteous, the definite name of the Lord Jesus, the holy Messiah of Israel. Wonderful.
Yes.
The living Christ, the risen Christ.
Yes.
How excellent.
How excellent
is thy name.
Excellent is thy name.
How excellent is thy name in all the earth.
It's
coming.
Name in all the earth.
It's coming. It's coming. It's going to happen among every nation every tongue that remains.
Yes.
They're going to bow.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to bow. Now, let's go to Psalms 107. Psalms 107.
Yes.
Psalms 107 and verse 19 and 20.
Let's go.
Psalm 107 and 20.
Look like I gotta get it here. I should have already had it. Okay. Okay, I got you. Okay. Nobody has that? Well, look at it. And 107. And verse 19. Then
yes.
They cried unto Adonai in their trouble. And he saved them out of all of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction.
Yeah.
Now listen. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men.
Yes.
Let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Let's go back. Verse 19. Then they cried unto the Lord Adonai, or Yahweh.
Yeah.
In their troubles,
mm-hmm.
and he saved them out of their distresses.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
He sent his word.
Thank you.
He sent his word.
Yes, he sent his
he
word.
He sent his 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 word.
Sent his word.
Yes,
and
it
healed
is.
Them.
Yes.
And delivered them from their destruction.
Yes. Yes.
Ain't that good news, as they say? Ain't that good news?
That's good news.
Ain't that
Amen.
Marvelous news?
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
How precious
Thank
is
you.
How precious is his name, but his word.
Yes,
is
Lord.
Deliverance
his
and
word.
He is the salvation in his word.
Yes.
Amen.
He sent his word.
He sent his word. His word.
And healed them.
Yeah.
And healed them.
Well, yes. Who is this word that was made flesh?
Yes, Lord.
There
Thank
is the written word, and there is the living word.
Yeah.
But the written word can be made the living word through faith.
Yes. Amen.
He sent his word.
He sent his word.
His word.
It must be important
yes.
for God wanted to heal us, in our
yeah.
soul, our spirit, our body,
yes.
our finances, our home.
Yes.
He sent his word. His word
he
is so powerful.
His word. Yes. Yes.
That his word is so supernatural powerful. And
yes,
heal them.
Yes.
And what heal means to make whole, make complete, to deliver them from their destruction. Now listen to what he said in Psalms 103. About Psalms 103.
Mm-hmm.
103.
Mm-hmm.
First three verses.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all
yes.
that is in me.
Bless
within
his me.
Holy name.
Bless his yes. holy name.
Bless his
Lord.
Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Yes.
And forget not all of his
benefits.
Not all of his benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Who forgiveth all
yes,
thine
Lord.
Iniquities. Who healing all thy diseases. Redeem thy life from destruction. Who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Now,
look at this. Thank you.
That's a cup of fresh water.
Oh, yeah.
He said, bless the Lord Adonai, mean the God of Israel, my soul, and all that's within me. Look what he said, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We're back at the name. Now we're about to get to the word. Bless the word, the Lord, my soul, who forget not all of his benefits. Now the benefits are revealed through his word.
Yes.
Who forgiveth all thy iniquity? Who healeth all thy diseases?
That's
the desire of his heart.
Yeah.
That's the heart of Jesus. That's his desire. So make us completely whole and well and delivered. Who forgiveth all of thy iniquity? Who healeth all thy diseases? You know, human beings, we are slow to forgive one another. And sometimes we don't ever forgive people. We want to hold on until our dying day. But one thing, if nobody forgives you, there's one that's waiting and anxious to forgive you. So those that repent. I said, that's one that's waiting now, no matter what, how great, how terrible, how awesome, how long it's been. How deep this man to the one that humbly repents, and he's ready and willing to forgive all your iniquities.
Thank you.
That's good news.
That's good news.
You know, some people in the earth will put you in jail and leave you there and never turn the keys to let you out. I am not going to forgive you. As long as I live, your life's going to be cut short. And you're going to come up with all kinds of sickness and disease. And you want to know why. But one thing, Jesus came to set you free. And I'm going to bless his name and his word, because he forgiveth all of my iniquities. He's willing. Who healeth all of my diseases. He's willing. And then he wants to do something else. To redeem thy life from destruction.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. And then he's going to satisfy your mouth with good things. I say with good things.
Good things.
Your youth is renewed like the eagle. He wants us to get younger. Instead of getting older, let's run the race with the strength of a young person. He's going to renew our health, renew our youth, just like an eagle. Jesus, look what he wants to do. Look what he wants to bring to pass. What is the good news? What's the glad tidings?
Got about 5 minutes, brother.
All right, about the good news. Now,
good news.
Open your mouth and let the fire of the Lord besiege his word. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus, and your word.
Yes.
By the words and the heavens and the things, you created all things by your word. And it was. You created the heavens and stretched out the galaxies. And the planets and all things by your word. And you declared it. And it was so.
Hallelujah.
It was so. You have given us the same ability. Not in having the complete ability you have, but you have given us this ability. With the word of the Lord in our hearts and in our mouth.
Coming
out of our mouth like fire.
Yes,
that's the sword of the fire.
Yes, Lord,
that's holy fire.
Yes, on your word.
The fire that proceeds from you, Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, everyone that's listening and will embrace Jesus and the word that he's their redeemer and their savior.
Yes, Lord.
He would come and be known to you, the living word, with fire, with a holy fire. Holy, holy fire. Everything that's holy, you would have
fire. Yes.
Everything that has to be let you go. Every bondage has to be broken. Every sickness has to bow, every plague has to submit. Every weakness has become strong, every darkness has become light, because he's the lamp and light of my life. Today, out of our mouth together as we agree, we
need
the consuming fire of the living God. Lord. We say his name is above every name, but his word will release. His word is light and light and redemption. Even devils and demons and sickness and disease have to bow. Everything that comes to destroy you has to be canceled. Every destruction right against your mind has to be broken. Every condition in your home that's trying to destroy your children and your marriage is broken. Canceled. Because Jesus, the living word. We bless him with desire of his heart. Now out of our mouth, out of our mouth, you shall have whatsoever you say and believe in your heart. So it is now. This day we agree with everyone that's given it. Everyone that said yes to Jesus and yes to his word and his will. Because he came into the earth to set the captive free. We speak,
Lord Jesus.
We declare,
we speak
by
and
the
we
name
declare. In
and the
name
authority of the Son of the living God, that
the
he is alive and watches over his word.
Yes.
And to do it,
do it
now, wherever you are, whatever nation you're in, whatever problem you're in, now take dominion over it. Now we take ownership over it. Now we take authority over it. By the name and the word of Jesus, the living Christ, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. And we thank you. And we bless the Lord. We bless his name. We bless his holy word and his truth. We lift him up. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And glory. Glory, glory, glory. And glory and honor. Glory, glory, glory,
glory.
We magnify his word above his name.
Yes, Lord,
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, how great and awesome is his name. How marvelous, how excellent is his name. But his word is exalted for his name. Well, love you, saints, and everyone that went out for it. This is Talk Rock Radio with our brother, Nate.
Thank you,
Jesus. Daniel Hunt. And Sister Helen, Stella, and Sister Allison greeting you in the name of Jesus Christ and the Church of Christ with Elijah Miss. Go and be saved.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. As my brother said, tomorrow night we will have another broadcast. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. So, therefore, we thank God for you all. We love you all. In Jesus' name, have a continued blessed day in the Lord. God bless.
God bless. Amen. Thank you.